Welcome to Staying in the Black, a show about teachers and money. I'm Miss Black, a New York City educator, single mom, and personal finance translator. Join me as I build my runway to retirement. Each week, we'll share actionable steps, resources, and inspiration that educators can use to maximize their benefits and improve their personal finances. Staying in the Black means having more assets than liabilities and being able to pay off your debt without any problems. Stop living paycheck to paycheck and build a joyful life. Thank you for joining me. Hello and welcome to another episode of Staying in the Black. I'm Miss Black, your host, and today's episode is Runway to Entrepreneurship. So every quarter I do an episode about my runway to retirement and my runway to entrepreneurship. I decided to break it up this way because there's two things. One, retirement is like the things that I'm going through preparing for retirement. I've been kind of on this journey for about 4 years now. I started in 2019, but I didn't start recording the podcast until December of 2020. And in those quarterly updates, I just tell you kind of like where I am, what I'm thinking about and preparing, I guess, for the technical, financial, and sometimes mental side of retirement. And then on the runway to entrepreneurship, part of my retirement is finding the things that I want to do in retirement. And I really enjoy podcasting, which is why I've been doing this podcast for 3 years. All that to say, I have realized quite some time ago that I am a worker. And there is nothing wrong with being a worker. Being a worker has gotten me to retirement. It has afforded me and my family the opportunity to live a really good life. So there is nothing wrong with working. I just know that I want to retire when I'm ready to retire, and I really needed to explore the things that I want to do. So often a lot of times people just get another job, and I don't want to get another job because the reason that I want to retire is because I want my time back to myself. I realize that I have to do something else, or I want to do something else. And so I've decided to really seek an entrepreneurial journey or path in retirement. And I can afford to do that because I'm a worker, right? So my pension I'll be financially okay with my pension. This journey to entrepreneurship is to create a business that will allow me to earn more, take control of my time, I guess ensure that I have purpose once I don't have to work. And that's not for everybody. Some people may get to retirement and say, I don't want to do anything else but what I want to do. But I want to give this building a business thing a real go at it. In saying that, though, it has been really challenging. Oftentimes, I speak about mindset, and the entrepreneurial mindset for me has really been a struggle. I'm a hard worker. You can give me a project. I will do it successfully, efficiently, and take it to the highest level possible. But now doing the entrepreneurship part and starting a business and working for myself and having to learn a whole lot of skills is totally aligned with me being a lifelong learner. But the mindset is really like flipping into the entrepreneurial mindset has really been a challenge. Every time I think that I've gotten it, yes, I'm going to do a business and I'm going where I want to go, I often think, I find myself thinking, I wonder if there's a business that already does this and I can work for them. And that just comes from the entrepreneurial journey is really, really tough. I know a lot of people suggest like, oh, be your own boss, work for yourself. It takes a lot of work. And I think in trying to get my mindset right and in trying to start the business, it takes much more energy than me showing up from work, knowing what I have to do, what's expected from me. That part, you know, it's not a cakewalk, but it's pretty easy. I'm familiar with it. I've been doing it for almost 30 years. And so I totally get it. It's much easier than having to learn a new skill, have the mindset to start and grow a business. And I've been at it for 3 years. So I'm not giving up. I'm not disappointed. But if, you know, it comes to starting a side hustle or your entrepreneurial journey and all you've ever done up until this point has been working for someone else, be prepared for that. Because I really wasn't prepared for that. Being a learner, I'm like, oh, I can just learn this new skill and put it into action. But I see myself all the time questioning some of the choices that I'm making or meeting a challenge that I didn't expect, because I was like, wow, you know, at my job, somebody else takes care of it. And now as an entrepreneur, it's my job to take care of those things. So let's get to my runway to entrepreneurship. I share with you at the last quarterly runway to entrepreneurship that I had enrolled in a virtual business accelerator called How to Start Something. I did, and I started off really, really strong. I was ahead of the game. I was doing my units really well. What I loved about How to Start Something was I had an accountability partner. There were live meetings, and so even though it was virtual, logging in and doing these assignments were really great. And as you know, I'm a learner, so it gave me many different projects to do and things about business to consider that I had never considered before. Really testing my idea, what I wanted to do, finding people to talk about and refine the idea over and over again. And while doing that, I'm simultaneously doing what I said I want to do. And what I mean by that is I enjoy financial coaching. And so I'm an accredited financial counselor. And I'm also a executive coach. I have a International Coaching Federation certificate of ACC. So I have the credentials that I need to do what I want to do. I do the executive coaching within my regular day job. And the financial coaching I do on the side. And I started off doing it in one format, but as going through the accelerator, the business accelerator, I made tweaks that made it much better. So that was the beauty of that. So I completed that program in December of 2023, and I got my little certificate in the mail this week. So I will I'll take a picture of it and post it. As you know, we love collecting certificates, or I love collecting certificates. So the Business Accelerator taught me a lot. What was happening, though, as I was going through the Business Accelerator, when I would hit a challenge, it would always make me rethink whether entrepreneurship was for me. And I wasn't prepared for that. And that's where I go back to, like, just thinking about my entrepreneurial mindset and pushing through the barriers that I have around the mental barriers that I have about owning and starting my own company. I'm happy to say that I have broken through that and I've set first quarter goals. And it's really interesting in setting those first quarter goals for my business. Some of the things that I set as goals have already come. Right. So I want to do a workshop. I will be doing a workshop for teachers in the coming weeks. Also, you know, marketing my business and putting it out there more than through the podcast, which I don't even, people who use my coaching services know that I have this podcast, but you guys wouldn't be able to find me if you don't already know who I am. So the podcast is a way, and so things may happen that will allow me to leverage this podcast for that business even more. But people have been coming to me from coaching who know who I am and what I do. I continue to do executive coaching at work. And so I have one workshop for teachers coming up, one workshop for a girls group, and yet another workshop for another group of people in my network. And so I'm really excited about that. And all I did was set the goal. So to me, taking the business accelerator and setting the goals, things start falling into place, which then says to me, or endorses the fact that I'm ready to be an entrepreneur and do this work. On the back end, I'm also making sure that I take care of all the legal entities that I do need to take care of with the business, something that I've hesitated to do, buying equipment. And then today, when I opened the app that I use to record this podcast, I learned that the app that I use to record it is now merging with another app that I've used to record interviews when I used to do that. So that's interesting, and it's something that I need to think about more. I have a podcast hosting service that I use, but this app allows me to record and edit the podcast really simply, and I love it. I'm interested to see what this merger will do. And this is the second merger that I've gone through with this app. And it makes me think about, like, just in my entrepreneurial journey, these services that I use are free. So the first service that I used to use is called Anchor, and it was Anchor FM. It was a free app. And basically, Spotify bought that app. Now, when Spotify bought the app, in their legalese, they had a lot to say, like, we basically own what you record in the app. And the people in the podcast community got all up in arms and was like, this is crazy. We can no longer use Anchor. Spotify wants to own your content and your creative and intellectual power products. And therefore we shouldn't use it. And then they came and they re-clarified. Well, the other app that I use to record interviews, Riverside, which allows you to record videos and is a great app for podcasting versus Zoom that I used to use when I first started recording this podcast. So now Spotify is now purchasing Riverside. And so those two will be combined. I'm interested to see what's going to happen. I have until June of this year to figure it all out. And of course, I have other options for recording, but this makes it really simple. I'm recording this episode in Atlantic City. I don't have my laptop. I don't have my mic. I just have my iPhone, and it's beautiful that I can record from anywhere versus having to bring my laptop everywhere I go, having a mic and headphones to be able to record this. So as technology accelerates and grows as an entrepreneur, you also have to think about what services are you using and what happens when they change. What impact will that have on your business? As a podcaster and a financial expert, I have the content knowledge, but using those digital tools such as Instagram or Facebook is the reason that I have a webpage. People understand that, and then it's how do you communicate with your audience? So all of those things and the two mergers that I've gone through now with just the content creating side of this, in addition to, you, as you know, I'm still devastated by the fact that Mint just really makes you think about, like, what do you need to have control of and strengthen your business or your business model in a way that an app going down, an app being purchased, would not stop you from doing your business. So I can record this episode whether or not I have this app However, there are other steps that I need to take in order to do that effectively. And so I'm aware of that, and I will, you know, invest in those options more so that I'm not stuck to the whim of any particular app. Also, I understand and am now prepared, because I've been fighting this mindset around entrepreneurship for the past 3 years. And so that's a mindset that I know I will continue to confront and I will continue to battle. I am very committed to beating that battle and, you know, sharing this all with you, because as you think, people say, oh, just get a side hustle as an educator. It's really easier. It's really simple. And for some people, it's simpler than for others. And there's nothing wrong with you if you are struggling with that. And then thinking about the services or apps that support whatever business that you have, are you prepared if they change, if they shut down? IG, Facebook, they've all had issues where they didn't work for a period of time. Are you prepared to work around those? Or are you stuck with that app? And if something happens, your business goes down the tubes with it. So thinking about all of those things, kind of fireproofing your business and your tools is really important. And when you come up with those challenges, will you just fold or will you find a way to work around it? So if you're thinking, what's the highest leverage action step that I can take from this episode, I would say work on your mindset around entrepreneurship and fortify your desire to be an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurship is not for everyone, and you're not a failure because you're a worker. Like, I'm proud to work for a company where I don't have to worry about payroll. I don't have to worry about the lights being on. I don't have to worry about a lot of different things that entrepreneurship, I don't have to worry about marketing, all those things. So there are definite positives to being a worker. But if your desire is to be an entrepreneur, be prepared for the bumps in the road. Give yourself the grace, support yourself with the mental fortitude to continue and to fight your dreams. There's privilege around having a job while you pursue your entrepreneurial journey. I am grateful to have that, as most educators are, and we seek other avenues for various reasons. So continue to work and work on your entrepreneurial desires simultaneously. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope it's helpful, and I look forward to speaking to you. Thank you for joining us this week at Staying in the Black. Subscribe to make sure you never miss a show, and visit our website at stayingintheblk.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at StayingInTheBLK. If you like the show, please tell a friend and leave a review in iTunes so that we can continue to bring you amazing episodes. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Gwen.